Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service. Throughout this series, you've heard the voice of our Pastor Emeritus, John Ed Matheson, reading our devotionals. This week, we're asking John Ed some questions and following it up each day with a celebration about one of the ministry areas here at Fraser. Today, John Ed answers the question, what's so unique about In His Steps?
Well, a lot of people like to come and just sit and soak. They want to say, feed me. What's in it for me? And the church isn't about getting, it's about giving. Jesus was a person who was giving, and he said, I didn't come to be served, I came to serve. And the average church, about 15% of the people do 80% of the work. And no wonder the churches are going under. And so initially, people just said, let's set a goal of, we've got about 15%, let's go to 25, and then let's go to 40. And then let's go to 60% of people who have specifically volunteered to serve in a direct ministry and are engaged in that. And that's how In His Steps started to unfold. You know, and in this church now, a huge percentage of people are engaged in attending, in giving, in worship serving, and in reaching out to other people. God's called us to be committed, and this is probably, I think, the best way the church can offer to an individual. Here, you invest your life here, and it'll pay bigger dividends than anything else you invest in how you pray, and how you give, and how you attend, and how you serve. You just need to be a part of that, and we don't do it because it's going to bring you a blessing, but I guarantee you, that for every one thing you invest, you're going to get back a lot more in terms of abundant life and joy and happiness.
Thanks, John Ed. We're wrapping up today by celebrating what has been happening in Fraser's discipleship ministry over the past year. Over the last year, discipleship at Fraser has become more unified in Christ by increasing our focus on the Word of God. While we at Fraser have always held Scripture in the highest regard, over the last few years, Pastor Chris has been setting a vision to combat biblical illiteracy by challenging the members of the Fraser family to dive into Scripture daily. As a part of this, we launched our new discipleship initiative, Fraser 365. This movement aligns our Sunday morning worship, Wednesday night worship, small groups, and Sunday school classes, along with daily devotionals for individuals and families to dig into the Word of God each and every day. Fraser 365 launched last November with the start of our Advent series, and it has continued with studies on finding forgiveness through the life of Jacob, living on mission as found in the letter to the Colossians, and finding victory in the book of Joshua, with stops along the way to hear from a few of Fraser's mission partners and members of our prayer ministry. Fraser 365 is not only available for purchase on Amazon and in our bookstore, but also can be found on the Fraser app in both written and audio form. Fraser has 73 small groups and Sunday school classes, 14 of which launched in the last year, and many of them are also following along in the Fraser 365 studies. During this emphasis, we've seen over 30,000 downloads of our audio devotionals and thousands of app downloads with participants all over the U.S. and around the world, including regular listeners in Belgium, Germany, and Canada. But the real story is how we've seen so many people becoming more acquainted with Jesus by gaining an intimate knowledge of Scripture and sharing together in the fellowship of believers through intentional discipleship. If you're not a part of a small group or Sunday school class, or if you don't have a daily time to reflect on God's Word, today is a great day for you to engage through our discipleship ministry and Fraser 365.